There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Attention. You have the power and you can do it.
Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Every single one of you out there has the power to motivate and take their dreams beyond anything you ever thought possible.
It's time for another episode of Trust and Believe with Sean T.
Come on, y'all.
Three, two, one. Now, your host, Sean T.
So we are literally about to arrive at London Heathrow after our very long, successful, and very fun trip to throughout Europe. Shanti trains Europe. And I just kind of want to document the process home and document and talk about some of the things we learned along the way about ourselves. I'm here with Anna Oboyzi.
What up, what up?
And Scott Photobombs.
Hola.
The good thing that's amazing is that it's me and Scott's wedding anniversary, unless Anna want to be in the mix.
I'm in the mix, always.
But the one thing that we talked about throughout this entire journey is how much we really enjoyed learning about ourselves and the experience. And a lot of times when you go on a trip, you kind of don't want it to end. And everyone's like, this vacation's over. And we've been talking a lot about how we should take the trip back and everything we learned along the way about ourselves, good, bad, and everything in between, and take it back home to make ourselves even more amazing. I'm actually going to start with Anna. If we cut off, it's just because we got to the airport, but I'll be interviewing them while we're walking through the airport. So what did you feel that moment I told you when you said, I got to go back home? And I was like, well, take this experience with you. What did you think about that?
I was like, that makes sense. That's exactly what I should do. Instead of dreading to go home, I should look at this experience as there's a deposit that's been made inside of me, and I can take all these moments where I felt energized, I felt strong, I felt, you know, recharged, and if anything, think back to those moments when I am at home and I do have to fight through stuff and I have to figure things out and I have to create and be awesome and be great. I can look back and say, well, I know I can because I did it in Budapest, or I know I can because I did it throughout a challenge that, you know, you put me through. But I appreciate it. So, yeah, instead of me, you know, being dreadful, you know, because I recognize that as just a form of fear, you know, not wanting to challenge myself further and tackle things head on, you know, and dreading something is just another form of fear. So instead of doing that, I'm going to take it as a deposit inside of me, and I'm going to go and apply it to the bank of life, and I'm going to be great and full of wealth, and I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'm tired, so I want to be in my bed, and I want to sleep. I want to sleep in my covers and be in my tub. And
I know, because we stayed in hostels, we stayed in Airbnb.
We stayed in it all.
Some of it good, some of it was a little suspect.
Some of it was great, too. Like, that the apartment, still top
in Budapest, yeah, they'll see it when they see the show.
Yeah.
Scott, we never really talked about how to take this back, you know, from your perspective, but how does that resonate with you? Instead of, like, leaving something amazing and being like, oh, I can't believe that's over, how does the idea of taking it back with you resonate with, you know, with you?
Absolutely. Everything that Anna just said is what I would repeat saying right now. Other than, the only thing I would add is that when you said, let's take it back with us, I thought, wow, that's a really great reminder for me, who's already focused on, okay, what do I have to go back to and the work I have to do, as a reminder to take the living in the uncomfortable space that you put us in the entire trip and take that home with us and apply it to my life to make my life more challenging and interesting and fun and dynamic. So I just piggyback on what Anna said.
Yeah, it's the uncomfortable thing is extremely important because, you know, which they'll find out, you know, you guys who are listening, you'll find out eventually that while you saw Shanti train Europe, we were also trained in our mind and our body and our spirit to be completely outside of our comfort zone along the way. And then when the web series comes out or the show comes out, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But we say it all the time, like, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And, you know, you can wake up every single day and have your egg whites, have your coffee, and go to work and come home. But what are you doing every day to push yourself forward? And because we're about to get out of this taxi right now, we are
going to take a commercial break.
We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to pick this up after we check in London Heathrow.
Your voicemails and tweets are coming up next. Trust and Believe with Sean T. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm so excited to tell you that Arctic Ease is available at Walgreens. You know, I've had wrist surgery. I've had a lot of issues with it. I've been stretching and getting myself together. But most importantly, it is all about how you achieve results and how you recover. And I have to give a big shout out to Arctic Ease for helping me get to this point in my recovery. After you work out, all you got to do is apply Arctic Ease. You don't have to worry about getting ice. You don't have to worry about the drip. All you have to do is worry about putting it on any part of your body that hurts. For me, it's my wrist and my knee. We all know that I was a hurdler, so, you know, knee problems comes with the territory of being an athlete or whatever kind of working out you do. But listen, it's so easy. You can reuse it. It's really, really good for you. And after you stretch and after you finish working out, just apply the Arctic Ease. Let it cool your body down. It works on inflammation. I want you guys to go out to Walgreens. And something that's really, really awesome is I'm going to be visiting the Walgreens in different cities that I go to and just signing the top of the bottle. So maybe you will get a little Shanti autograph. And if you do, you can post it and tag me so that maybe you can win something else. All right, guys, take care. Don't put your life on ice. Make sure you take control of your injuries and take control of your recovery. Get Arctic Ease at Walgreens. It's available now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Trust and Believe with Sean T.
So I'm on a plane and I have to continue this conversation. So to continue the conversation, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? I'm going to make this podcast a Facebook post and I want you guys to answer this as you're listening to this podcast. Go to Facebook. And what are you going to do differently today or tomorrow? Yes. I'm not done with my coffee. And my water.
And your water. Good job.
Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Sorry, the lovely flight attendant came by to get my tray. They be trying to clean up this flight. We have like an hour and 7 minutes left. Anyway, I have a little cold that I'm getting over, but anyway. So, what are you going to do every day? Or tomorrow? Let's talk about tomorrow. What are you going to do tomorrow? Or if you're listening to this while you're drinking your coffee in the morning, like I'm doing. What are you going to do just to create something just a little bit different? What are you going to do? For me, you know, I guess it's always best to lead by example, if you will. What I'm going to do when I wake up tomorrow, well, I'm doing a couple things. Number one, I'm going to be in New York City. I don't have my tennis racket. And I always rely on my tennis racket. Like, if I don't have my tennis racket, I have an excuse for if I play badly. But, or actually, to be very honest, if I don't have my tennis racket, I usually wouldn't even play. But I don't have my tennis racket, and someone challenged me to a little hitting session tomorrow, and so I'm going to use a demo racket, and I'm going to have to strictly rely on my ability and my knowledge and my skill, and not rely on my racket and how my strings are strong and the poundage of my string. Now, for those of you who don't understand tennis, there's a bunch of little intricacies that go along with how you hit that day or how you win or how you lose. And so tomorrow I'm going to push myself outside of my comfort zone, because I'm going to play with somebody else's racket. And it might not be, you know, a big life impedance or big life change, but the reality is, what I'm asking you to do doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be so far out there. It doesn't have to be so grand in order for you to make, just to make or take just little steps to enhance your life, to get a little bit uncomfortable. So I really want to challenge you guys to go to Facebook right now, find this post. It's going to be entitled "Outside of Your Comfort Zone and Bring It Back Home." That's going to be the name of this podcast. And write down. And I'm going to go check them out. And I'm actually going to respond to some of them. I'm going to do a Facebook Live. So for those of you who are listening to this, stay tuned. But moving forward, outside of your comfort zone and bring it back home, what are you doing when you do something different? What are you doing with it? Because the first step is just to do something different. Do something different, but how you internalize it and how you actually process it and how you actually make it a part of your life is the next step. Now, sometimes you can do things and you can take a step and you can challenge yourself and you get outside of your comfort zone and you say, I never need to do that again.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And you know what? That is still extremely useful. You can put it into your bank of things that I never need to do again. But if you do something that is profound, if you do something that is absolutely, you know, mind-blowing for you, or anywhere in between, not mind-blowing and mind-blowing, and you feel like you can use it, then use it. Write it down. Get a pad and write these things down. These small little things are the things that's going to make you more successful. It's going to make you more, it's going to make you happier, but to button that up, it's just going to make you so much more confident about who you are. And who you are is so important, because there is only one you. There is only one you that can actually implement these things into your life. And so if you implement these things into your life, then you can implement these things into other people's lives, because those five people that I always talk about that are closest to you, these are the extensions of who you are, and the goodness and positivity that you bring to your life will undoubtedly attract and infiltrate the people around you, even if you don't know. But that, my friends, that is only step number two. But how do you bring this home? Speaking of bringing home, like I said, I'm about 1 hour away from my flight. 1 hour left of my flight, about to land in New York, home on the land of the USA. And when I land, I want to quickly quiz Scott on what and how to bring home uncomfortable things that have made you greater
I hope you guys can hear this because I am on a plane and it's loud. Alright, so here we are in the next installment of this podcast. Not the next installment, but I should say the next section. I didn't get a chance to interview Scott last night because it was our wedding anniversary and we were exhaust balls because we were in London and then we didn't go to dinner till 9 o'clock New York time, which makes it 2 a.m. London time. So figured we give the podcast a rest until today. So anyway, I'm actually on my way to that tennis session that I was talking to you about earlier. And it's weird. Again, like I say, tennis, while most people are like, okay, it's not as popular as football or soccer or baseball, and you might not understand it, it really is a mind game. And how many times out of the day are you involved in a mind game against yourself? How often throughout the day are you connecting to yourself? How many times throughout the day are you not only connected to yourself, but are you asking yourself, what am I doing great today? And what am I going to do better so that later I can bring this home? Wherever home is, it might be to your physical home or it might be just to your meditation space. But how do you bring it home? What do you bring home to your space so that you can continue to move forward? That's what this is about, this moment. The reason why you want to connect, my train's coming, but I'm still going to talk, so people might look at me like I'm crazy, but oh well. You want to bring things home because that are going to connect you to the next level of you. And that's the reason I talk about, you know, this trip I went on and wanting to bring some of the great moments home with me instead of leaving the trip behind. And just reiterating that some of the great moments throughout your day and how you push yourself to be 1 second better, to be one, just a little bit better, and pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Do you understand that when you bring that home to you, you find something that a lot of people won't quite understand? And what these people don't understand, which you should understand, is that these little things, these little moments that you take home with you, they enhance who you are. They enhance who you are. Again, going back to things that may not have been that great for you, and you're able to put them in a little bucket that says, not going to do that again, didn't do me any good, extremely ineffective. You can put it there so you know, and so the same things are things that actually work for you. Now you can say, this worked for me. Pushing myself outside of my comfort zone, this particular thing has actually made me better. For instance, at this very moment, I'm talking on a subway, doing a podcast or something. I would never do that. I would never do it. I'm sweating profusely right now. My underarms are super dry. And you know what? This is the end of life. It's even paying attention to me. But that's what Shanti Trains Europe is about for me and a few of the cast members. And that's what you're going to see when you actually watch the web series when we finish, is that every day doing something a little bit outside of your comfort zone is going to take you to the next level of you. And that's what we're talking about, the next level of you. So when you find the things that don't resonate with you and you put them into that pot, and then you find the things that do resonate with you and the things that do push you outside of your comfort zone that you have now become comfortable with because you have pushed yourself past the limit, aka dig deeper. Now you are able to take your life and you're able to place it in a place where you can say, you know what? I feel a little bit stronger. I know there's something that I can do now that I can put into the bank that's going to make, maybe you qualify for that better job, or maybe it's going to make you qualify for a raise, or maybe it's going to put you in a different conversation one day with someone who now you have done something and now you're able to connect to it and now you're able to talk about it to where they're going to say, hey, we have a connection now. It could lead to more money. It could lead to a friendship. And for a lot of people, it can lead to that next relationship. That's why, if it's not going to hurt you, if it's not going to put you in harm, I say try it. I say do it. I say take it. Take the opportunity to be the best that you can be. And the way you're going to be the best, the way you're going to be the best that you can be is just really, really, really taking yourself to that wall that's in front of you, a wall that you would never have crossed, a wall that you would never have tried to climb, a wall that you would never have tried to knock down, and knock it down. You might walk up to that wall. It might be scary. It might be challenging. You might feel weak. You might feel like you're not strong enough, but I will tell you this. The minute you give it that energy, the minute you go down to go up and you generate that power, that's when the power and the internal forces and the core of who you are starts to percolate in such a profound way so that you are able to jump, fly, break, move, and do everything in your power to take you over that wall, which is going to take you to be the next level. The next level. So what are you going to do? How are you going to go there? Are you going to take yourself to the next level of you? Are you going to push yourself beyond? Are you going to take yourself outside of your comfort zone so that your life can begin just for the next day? And to reiterate, it is okay. It is okay to be scared. You know, we're talking about just recently National Coming Out Day, and people are celebrating coming out, and people are posting that I'm gay and it's freedom. But you know what? There are a lot of people who aren't at that moment yet. There are a lot of people who don't realize what they're going through. But let me tell you this. Even if you're not ready to jump over that wall, even if you're not ready to be powerful enough, or even if you are not ready and not powerful enough to break down that wall, that internal force, that the power of internal knowing, oh, this is just as powerful, because every step along the path of your journey is going to take you to the next level of who you are. So for those people who might be listening and you're afraid to come out, do you know who you are? Celebrate coming out to yourself first. Don't worry about sharing it on social media or sitting the family down and having a big shebang. What if you know? What if you first accept who you are? And outside of the gay coming out thing, what if you wake up every day and you know you want to push yourself forward and you know you want to go over that wall, and now you know what works. You try things that don't work. You've tried things that work, and you can put them into your personal bank of personal growth, personal health. These things will work, ladies and gentlemen. They will work beyond anything you ever thought possible, just because you are aware and present to the power of you. Stay present. Stay focused. Know who you are. Leave your house today or tomorrow knowing that you want to push yourself outside of your comfort zone and do something, no matter how big or small, to push you forward. At this very moment, I'm walking in to the tennis facility to use another racket.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
And that, my friends, for me, for today, is pushing me outside of my comfort zone. Now, again, like I said, go to Facebook when this podcast comes out. Let's share. Hi.
Oh,
good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. So good to see you.
Cold? No.
I had a cold, yes. It's ending now. It's better. Thank you so much. Sorry. But go to Facebook. Get the information on that page so that we can have a discussion and have an amazing day. So I'm going to tell you how. Some people say God works in mysterious ways, or the universe works in mysterious ways. So I walked in. I don't know what rack I'm going to use. And then what shows up right in front of me when I go to the rack was Serena Williams' signature racket. It's actually called Serena Williams Autograph Racket Blade SW104. And gave me a boost of motivation. Now I'm getting my butt kicked. But the point is, when you're afraid to do something, or when you're hesitant to do something, fear is false evidence appearing real. You never know what's going to show up. That will either brighten your day or teach you a lesson. And as you can tell, I'm extremely tired. But I'm digging deep. Continue to dig deeper.
You are listening to Trust and Believe with Sean T.
I want to give a huge shout out to Todd Midget. You can find him at NC Fit Club on Instagram and Facebook. Another huge shout out to Alex Coloreo. You can find her at Alex0REO on Instagram. They're both great. They help me with the podcast, and they help us always trust and believe in who we are to get the message out that you have to know that you can do it.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3, check.
For more support, visit me at facebook.com/SeanTFitness. Same on Instagram and Twitter. Or visit me at SeanTFitness.com for more support and more motivation.